It's a podcast. And now,
welcome back to More Garbage.
Yo, More Garbage Podcast, Sunday Crunch with my co-hostess with the mostest, LGM. What's LGM?
I don't know.
Let's go Mets.
Luigi? Let's go Mets. All right. My co-host, Bubzilla, and Max Quarters.
Luigi!
Luigi! Max wants to change his name. Let's edit Max's name. Max Quarters, a.k.a. Luigi.
What?
Boom, you got it.
No, I thought LGM meant Luigi.
So, today, Sunday Crunch, August 1st. Welcome to August. We'll have our Max Facts, our Record of the Week, and our Book of the Week, followed by some adult conversation for the second half of the 1 hour that you are with us.
Very well.
Yeah, nice job. That's Max's snap cam. The evil eyebrow snap cam filter. I do want to discuss what we were talking about before with Facebook, but we'll hold that for later. For now, let's jump into our Max Facts of the Day, August 1st, 2021.
What is this, Terminator? A lobster's bladder is in its head, and they pee out of their heads to communicate to other lobsters.
Wow, you know what we call that?
Pee heads.
A D-head.
Oh.
The lobster's the original D-head. Oh, no.
Pee-head.
Or a pee-pee brain.
According to this, they have two urinary bladders located on each side of their head. They have two of them.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Wow.
That's disgusting.
So they can pee out of each ear?
Hey, I'm just reading notes.
Okay. Yeah, Max has done some research. He's a real journalist. What else you got for us?
The jerboa, it's like a mouse, but kind of like a grasshopper. You'll know why. The jerboa can leap 10 feet despite being only 6 inches tall. So like a mouse, but can jump like a grasshopper.
I'm so confused. I think that deserves a second reading. A jerboa?
Jerboa.
Whoa. So it's a mouse snake?
So it looks like a mouse, it is. But it jumps like a grasshopper. It can leap very high, and it can leap 10 feet, but despite being only 10 inches tall.
But what's the boa part?
Oh, no.
Oh, so it's not like a mouse snake. It's just a mouse hopper.
Yeah.
Mouse hopper.
I'll be back.
I'll be back. I'll be back. I see some cheese. Well,
so it's like the magpie.
It's like jump into the top of the fridge in a single bound.
Oh no. You know, today we had a mouse that got a little mouse that got caught by my fucking cat.
Caught by the cat.
Oh yeah, that's what the cat's for, right? Let you know what's going on.
Does the cat just like kill it and leave it? Or just the cat?
Well no, this thing was stuck. It was a tiny little guy that like I think he was on his deathbed as it was, and she couldn't get to it. Like he was hiding and she let me know by like pushing. They get superhuman strength when they're trying to get something. And so she pushed out this like bench, and I was like, what's back there? And I saw this like mouse, like little guy, like I was like, oh, he's dead. He just was on the last of his life. So
rest in peace, mouse.
So what'd you do?
Heather caught him and put him outside. Let him try to live. I'm like, he's gonna get eaten, but that's okay.
Rest in peace.
He's a meal for something else now.
Oh, he's a chicken nugget at McDonald's.
Ooh, probably not, but
one piece
a
special
nugget with a tail sticker.
Oh,
it's chickenless nugget.
Plant based. found it near the plant.
It's cheese based. A cheese based chickenless nugget, aka mouse.
I don't want to eat the tail. It's just the tail is going to be sticking out of the chicken nugget.
Why not? You eat the shrimp tail.
Hello.
Listen, mom eats it too.
They throw mom Sauvage. Under the shrimp bus.
I mean, hey, you mom can does eat it. It's yummy. It's basically
my guy, right here.
It's basically like a chip, but it's part of a shrimp.
Mother Russia.
It's yummy. It's shrimp tempura. What did he say?
This guy, he knows what's up. He knows. He's an eater. I'm in this.
I am an eater.
Oh, wait.
That's it. So, you see?
God. Bubs, do you eat the shrimp tail?
Well, listen, I'm allergic to shrimp. Full bias. So, full disclosure, I have a bias. I don't eat shrimp at all. So.
Yeah, he can't eat. So, if you eat shrimp, you'll just puff up. Like a cheese.
No. Puff. I won't die. I'll just be on the bathroom for a good day.
Oh, okay.
Right. Oh, God.
No, because some people.
Some people have a touch. They swell up and then, anaphylactic shock. I don't have anaphylactic shock. I just can't digest it in a very, like, upsetting way, is the best way to put it. You know, so.
It's pretty scary, Max. If you ever see someone have an allergic reaction to shellfish and they start to puff up.
Or anything really, like anything that does that. Like I know people that used to have allergic pectin, couldn't eat apples, right? Or peanuts. People are allergic to peanuts and they can't even touch them.
A friend is allergic to like peanut butter and peanuts and stuff. Yeah.
Right?
And
you can't come near it. Like he'll start to feel it.
Eating peanut butter pretzels for a snack.
Yep.
And he was my classmate in school. And I was just eating. And they said, and there was like a big pole, like a big sign that said, no peanuts, peanut butter, or whatever. I was like, Dad, that's for you to know. Don't.
That's it.
Don't put
butter. That's it. So, but back to eating shrimp tails, I would eat them possibly if I knew I could. Like, you know. That you cook something long enough, it's delicious. But you really shouldn't. You should eat the meat, not necessarily the tail.
I cannot do that. I cannot.
If it's fried, it's delicious.
I'm alive. You say you can choke. I'm alive. I'm alive.
Yeah.
So, it's not true. Look it up. I'm a researcher.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you look it up? Luigi says it's okay.
Wow.
Make up your mind. Eat. I pick eat, okay?
Oh, shit.
Crazy dudes.
All right. Well, Mr. Make Up Your Mind, you got any other facts for us?
Ever. Oh, my God. Continue.
Give me my Luigi bat.
So wait. We didn't even get to a max fact, did we?
We
talked about... I got one max fact.
We got the bladderhead lobster.
All right, we got bladderhead.
Jerboa. We have two
and
facts.
We got the jerboa. Okay.
Thank you.
Let's write them down.
Are those our facts for the day?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much, Max Quarters, for the facts of the day.
All right.
And those are pretty good. That was some good research you did there.
Thank you.
What we got?
I like that.
Oh.
Herbie Hancock.
All right, metal beat. And which side?
That's a good one.
I like the...
Right, the side with the singing. I got you, but what's the name of that song?
Listen, I don't really know.
I don't remember which side is which. There should be an A or B or a 1 or 2.
They both have stickers on both sides.
Well, what did I teach you? If you can't find it, where do you look?
Scratch.
Yeah. Sometimes it'll say A and AA for the second side.
I think it was B.
All right. Well, tell us the two names of the songs on that album.
Karabali, that's that one is Jesus Christ, you can't even say. Well, there's one called Karabali. And then there's one called Metal Beat Extended Version.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, I didn't even notice that.
So I think that you like both of them, right?
Yes.
But you just found Karabali to be more like more relaxing. I saw you like enjoying it while you were reading your book of the week. So what do you like about that song?
I like the singing.
You do like that singing part. Yeah. See, at first you thought it was kind of like weird. And then when you kept listening or when you listened to it again, you're like, you know what? I'm kind of enjoying that. And that, you know, that happens a lot with music. Sometimes you hear something for the first time and you're like, I don't know about this. And it just grows on you. And next thing you know, you're like, yo, I can't get that thing out of my head. I need to hear that. Yep.
It's called, so that's a fact I remember. The song that's stuck in your head is called an earworm.
Well, that's Sound System. He was looking at Metal Beat.
Oh, there it is. Herbie Hancock.
Yeah, it's Herbie Hancock, but that's a different song. Oh,
no,
I see.
That's right.
So it's probably a different mix.
Karabali.
Yeah.
Is this it? Let's not get shut down.
Herbie Hancock.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I definitely don't. I think if we play any more of it, they'll definitely be like, oh, you need to stop.
So that's Max's record of the week.
I'll put that link up in our chat. How's that?
Boom.
Boom.
And the book of the week is
Barside Gallery, My Brother's in CC. By Gary Ware's son. He is still like 70 years old.
That's right.
Birthday is
August 14th.
August 14th. Why don't you tell you one of the jokes?
So it's coming up, actually.
Yeah, I get a little Gary Larson stuff. Basically, his Far Side started in 1980. That's what I came to.
Oh, my God. This is a good one. Let's see here.
What do you got for us there?
This is one of the jokes. You see this one? The one with the animals and wolves and their mating songs.
Okay. There you go. That's what we needed.
And then the human one is, hey, baby.
Hey. just another love song. Oh, man. Okay, so that is the book of the week and the record of the week.
The good record.
And
a good record.
Max,
good book, too.
Facts.
Yeah, you came in strong
excellent.
This week.
Yeah.
Super strong. Heavy, good stuff.
So, wait. So, I want to hear more about the lobster, though.
Yeah, I'm really into this because I didn't even know this.
Listen, that's all I could find. Listen, you could look it up if you want. Just look up a lobster's bladder. I looked it up on Chrome.
My God.
Or you could look it up on Safari. It said, there's a picture that said, lobsters communicate.
Well, here we go. Lobsters pee out of where a lobster's bladder is located under their brain.
Look for where lobster's bladders.
There it is. I got
you
a picture of it.
Some images. There we go.
Okay. That's one. Dad, go up. Remember
this one right here. Check it out.
Go down. It was the one that heads to communicate with other lobsters. That's the one I found.
Wait. Let's get Phobes in there. What are you pointing at?
I'm in the wrong. Hold up. I'm in the wrong
okay.
window.
Heads to communicate
Shite.
With other lobsters. That's the one I found. That one, yeah. That's the one.
Let's see what they got for us.
I got a close up of it. Of the
lobsters pee out of their heads to communicate with other lobsters. Ew. I was just saying hi.
That's what I found. And I
was like, nice one. Nice one.
Ew, I was just saying hi. That's weird and funny.
Well, okay.
That's, well, you learn something new every day. You never know that.
Max,
you know?
Like, I got another P fact.
Oh, God. Jesus
Christ. Here we go. Here
Did
we
you
go.
Know what? That if you get a really bad burn, you should pee on it?
Because it neutralizes it.
Depending where it is. If you burn your face, right. You might want to
don't pee on your face.
Yeah.
What if you burn your penis?
Then you go to the hospital. That's
instantly.
That is a problem.
And you should do everything in your power forever not to do that.
Yeah, so believe me, some adults they do experience burning at some point in their lives.
I just looked inside the comments. And Fubs Rock on YouTube said Buster's got two urine bladders on their head.
That's right.
He sure did.
I'm letting people know what's up. That's our first.
Oh, look at that. I'm getting a call from Bellevue. What do we think? Spam?
Duh. Washington?
Duh.
Yeah. Bajow. Yeah.
Duh. My daily spam call.
Pick it up and go beep bop boop.
No thanks.
That's what I do. That's how I pick up. Beep bop boop.
When I was with Grandpa, I was like, "Hey, I hear some ringing," and he was like, "It's his potential spam."
Beep, bop, boop. Don't pick that up. Anything that says potential spam is spam. Yeah. Oh, geez, whoa. Elk meat. Boom! Here he goes. Little elk meat.
Yeah. Tell him, Max, what happened this week.
It went boom.
Okay, all right. That's pretty accurate, actually.
It is pretty accurate. That literally is an explanation of volatility. Like we should, like, what's volatility, folks? And just put that on.
God. You're cracking me up.
That's funny.
I think Dad's dying.
Oh, man. Stigma breaking.
Funny.
Diverse kids' books share stories of families working in the cannabis industry.
Holla.
Yeah, that's right.
Actual factual. We're out here being factual.
Yep. And no stigma here.
Kids
of cannabis. Oh, yeah. Max and I are going to start growing a plant, right?
Could have done it. I
can't believe
lobster.
You're
growing plants, Dad.
No, not a cannabis plant. These plants,
the money plants, growing the trees,
are different from the plants we're growing. What kind of plants are we growing, Max?
Strawberry, money tree.
We're not growing strawberries. What do we grow?
Money tree, tomatoes,
raspberry. Right. What else is outside in the blender?
This is on my fire escape right now. It's a big Fresno pepper. I'm about to.
Whoa!
Harvest.
Is that a ghost pepper?
Fresno.
Is that a reaper?
Carolina, no. You reaper. Jesus Christ!
I got some tomatoes. The tomatoes growing. Oh yeah.
So this looks like an interesting book, actually. And you know, I've had a lot of parents ask me about this. And I think that this would be a good segment for us to have. Maybe Tuesday night we'll talk about removing the stigma from cannabis and its many different uses. You know,
let's do it.
Because people do say, like, yo, how do you talk to your son about, you know, marijuana? I'm like, same way I talk to him about, I don't know, beer. Except that
you don't, you know, smoke it.
It's true. There you go. He's educated.
You heard him.
Well enough.
Yard.
So Max
has officially been put in.
Yard.
Max Quarters, we got you for about 5 more minutes. Do you got anything on your mind? Did you watch any good movies this week?
Well, I was stuck in Pennsylvania for a week.
Wait, whoa.
Stuck? Were you stuck in Pennsylvania?
No.
I was stuck in Pennsylvania.
what
are you talking about?
I wasn't stuck. I watched.
What did you have there?
Sounds like a song by the
song movie. Yeah.
I saw a turkey that pooped on our front door every morning at 6 a.m.
Yeah, tell them about that.
It's good fertilizer, dude.
So there was a turkey.
Wild turkey.
There was a turkey that pooped on our front door in Pennsylvania at 6 a.m.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
But then the turkey went away. And then the deers came and ate part of our tree.
Luigi. Is he gone now, the tree?
No, there's still one branch left.
Was it a buck or was
Holy
it a...
freaking Christ,
a doe.
Why?
Stop pooping on my front stoop, wait, turkey.
Can you just type in Luigi, please?
Can I type Luigi?
For my name.
Don't poop on my stoop.
That's it. Can you just put... Can I... Oh, my God. Who the hell is Big It? Oh, Big Luigi.
Big Luigi. Maybe Lamont. Stop pooping on the stoop.
Luigi, what you got for us? You got 3 minutes.
You got 3 minutes. Pop, stoop, poop. Oh. This is the performance part of the show. I didn't know we were going to get one of these.
He's interpolating.
Do you have a little, maybe we're going to get a comedy skit too, like a real full-time show here.
Yeah, Max is just going to have a 5-minute segment where we're like, all right, just go. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Just do whatever.
Oh, yeah, my name's Luigi. Finally. Your mic was muted.
I said we were muted.
No, we lost you a little again when you were speaking.
Your mic was muted.
I think he's doing it on purpose.
Probably.
He's like, no,
stoop poop.
Poop poop a doop.
Turkey stoop poop. I bet that turkey stoop poop is really good fertilizer for plants to grow. It's true.
Turkey stoop poop.
That's going to be
that's a good chicken nugget.
Ew. Well, true.
That's a non-chicken nugget.
You know what? Turkey stew poop would lead to a really good plant-based something.
Can lead to.
That's right.
Right.
And help something grow delicious foods.
Anyways, I got to peace out.
All right, it's been nice knowing you.
Hey, listen.
Probably don't
poop
2 minutes.
On the stoop, okay?
Don't poop on the stoop, Max. Don't poop.
All right. Max Waters, thank you for joining us.
This guy, the best.
Hey, listen, Max Quarters. I was thinking that next week, in addition to the Max Facts, that maybe you could take a few questions from the chat room.
Oh, this is so good.
Right? What do you think? I think that'd be pretty good. Some Q&A.
Sure, but I would need it to be themed so I can do some research.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea. Ask Max. It's an AMA. With Max Quarters, that's Ask Me Anything, AMA, or Ask Max Anything.
But it has to be themed, like.
You can make it up as you go.
Animal themed.
Okay.
Let me know.
I like it. What do you want it to be themed? What are you feeling?
My dad, Vandal.
Oh.
So I know what it is.
Ask my dad.
And peace out.
All right, Max, thank you for joining us.
My brother,
love you.
Say bye, bye my brother. Say bye. Watch the
Peace, my brother. Peace, Thanos.
I got like the notes though.
That yo, lovely Thanos. No.
Yo, he said, text my dad, Vandal. Oh my goodness.
He blocks the bladder, people.
Oh, he blocked. He broke the floor.
I almost forgot. Yeah.
Everything. It's like, yeah, it just gets better.
The shtick is there.
It's amazing. It's unbelievable. It's come a long way. It's phenomenal.
Mr. Max Facts. Well, you guys, I just want to remind you all to go to YouTube.
Smash that like button.
And smash the like. Do it with your elbow, you know, like you mean it. Okay.
I wish I could reach over this frame and grab it.
Subscribe, like, share, and I gotta say, Fubs, that ever since we started streaming on Facebook and Twitch again
together,
our YouTube numbers have dipped a little bit, but we are getting the views on Facebook again. I just don't see the benefit of Facebook other than lazy people get to watch.
And that's it. That's really the benefit.
That's it. Oh man.
I mean, you gotta the real name the real game has to be eyes.
I did see that our demographic now is pretty much age 28 to 55.
Welcome to our weekly production meeting live.
28 to 55. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's what I got. And I want to ask Facebook, like, why'd you take away the pages button? I also want to know why, in fact, here, let me just, am I blowing up my own spot by opening my personal Facebook on here? Let's do it. All right. Oh, look at that. Also, big shout out to Hallie. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday, girl. And of course, that window won't close now. Cool. Sweet. It's your birthday all day, girl. All day. So, Facebook removed the button top that used to allow you to go to your pages, right? Now, look, if I go up here, where is it? It's not here. It used to be right here, but now you have to go into the hamburger menu and click.
Well, for me, when I open it bigger, it shows up here on the left.
Where?
It never was at the top for me. It was only on the left side.
It was here, and now it's not. So, now we got to go in here. Well, be sure to follow and subscribe to all of these pages right here. Hey, Digital Confusion TV, Vandal, More Garbage Podcast, Motion Graph, Record Bombing, and of course,
you said that already.
Fubs Rock.
Somewhere.
Yeah. I was just waiting for you to jump in. That's all.
Oh, my bad. I thought you had something up.
So let's see. What's good? What's in the chat?
Who's
sending us super chats? I think I missed some super chats.
There's somebody the other day asked if we covered something in the show, and we hadn't yet.
Oh, but you don't know what it was.
I don't know.
I thought we covered everything by now. I mean, we only have... what do we have? We only have
the Shepherd Fairy Uno collab, and then there's something else.
God, how many videos?
What was it?
That's not telling me here. Well, we only have about 190 videos up on YouTube, so I think we covered a few things.
The baby. We're talking about the baby. The baby. That was it.
Oh,
the baby in his.
Nah. We're not going to be too big. We're not going to be two hetero guys, two cis men.
That was the only other topic, but we definitely need some other people.
I got a lot of thoughts on that. Kind of on both sides.
I didn't really hear everything you said, to be honest, so I wouldn't be ready to talk about it.
I mean, shit, we got about 20 minutes. We could pull it up and
no, I think you're right. I think
we need a more diverse panel for that.
I agree with you.
100%. And our peoples out there, if you're listening, you want to get on for that conversation,
let's do it.
Yeah, hit us up because maybe we'll bring in.
Maybe we'll have a symposium.
Yeah, maybe we'll bring in some randos for like
some people from the street. Bring some people in from the street.
Yeah. That reminded me just now of when I got offered a gig back in the day to do some promo. And my homeboy was like, "Yo, man, why you hiring him? He ain't in the streets. I'm in the streets." I'm like, "What? What are you talking about?" They're like, "Yeah, you know," my boy was like, "Yo, I'm hiring Serge because you know I know you're in the streets and shit. He ain't in the streets." I'm like, I think we're talking about two different things. We're talking about promo, and then I don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
about? Like sleeping in the streets? No, I'm not sleeping in the streets. I mean, I walk in the streets.
I'm living in these streets. Sleep on that bench. Don't touch it.
Hey, Jamalski, what up? Look at Jamalski. You guys on every day? I know it seems like that sometimes, right?
It does seem like it.
But no, here we go. We're on Tuesdays and Fridays at 10 p.m. for about an hour, and then Sundays from 1 to 2. So we definitely got to get Jamal on at some point, right? I bet Jamal's got plenty of topics he's ready to spit on, right? Oh, you can't even say spit anymore, like in COVID times. Can't be like, "Yo, Jamal, yo, spit a verse." Everyone's like, whoa.
COVID times. I was talking about this the other day, how like when we go back in time, we're talking about this, I think, just this is going to be like the biggest piece of history. Everything else is going to get kind of like eaten by this moment in time. You know what I mean? Like so many things are just going to disappear that happened, except for this in the long run.
I was at a function last week.
Ooh, function.
And
someone asked
my girlfriend. Let's keep it ambiguous. They asked my girlfriend if
was it a dance party? Was there a lot of music?
No, that's what
I'm getting at. Like, okay,
no, it wasn't a function. Dance party.
Got it. Adult function. Go on.
Private room. Restaurant function.
That's what I was looking at. Size. That's all. Go on.
And someone asked my girlfriend, "Hey, are you vaccinated?" And she said, "Yeah, of course I am." And they called her a sheep. Like someone she's met like one time in her life.
I was like, "Oh, very good."
Cool. Now, on one hand, you could just be like, "Okay, whatever, loser." Because you know, it's not really about whether it's the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do. It's definitely the wrong thing to do to call someone a sheep because they decided to make that decision, right? And it's interesting because it's like both sides are pointing and calling each other sheep.
See, that's why I'm like, I don't care. Like, if somebody's like, "Yo, like..." Like, I dealt with that. I was in Missouri. And I was like, "Whatever, man. Like, it's all good." You know, like.
Listen, if you have legitimate concerns and you're able to vocalize that, you're able to put that in complete sentences and and not just go, "Bah, sheep, bah," then, you know, that's a topic for conversation.
But more than anything,
if you're just gonna call someone a sheep because they did something to protect but it's, themselves but to me, or their it's, family it's, according to the information they have and the decisions they made, then you're just going to be wrong no matter what.
But I think it's simpler than that for me. I think this is what's great about that moment, right? So this is a said person you meet, okay? It's like, that's your reaction. Okay, cool. Thank you for letting me know who you are. Not even that you believe otherwise. That's irrelevant. That's totally fine. But that's how you react. So I know that's just who you are. Like, that's how you are with anything. And that's fine. I don't want to deal with that. Not even a big deal. Like, you go over there. And if, like, if it's totally fine to have discourse, totally fine to feel different ways. But to react in a way that's just, like, low-level juvenile at this venture in time, I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, he might as well have said, like, your mother. Or whatever, you know what I mean?
No, it's really nice to meet you. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, your mother.
Okay. Bye.
Sounds good.
We're gonna need some sheep vocals.
Thanks for the update. Let me update my contact. Do not fucking pick up. Next.
Yeah. And again, so on one hand, that's someone on most topics that you could get that, and you could either choose to engage or you could choose to be like, okay, I'm just gonna face this way for the rest of the meal. No problem. But see, this me, happened to I be like a person.
No, I'm sorry.
That was making that comment in regards to something that's like detrimental to life and health. It's the reason people haven't been like working full time for like a year and a half. It's like the reason that,
the world spun out.
The world was on lockdown. Like,
look, you know,
your first like, comment is just going to be sheep. It's not going to, so it's like, not even going to be like, hey, how do you feel about, no, there was no.
So in this situation, depending on the situation, if you're like sitting there like, oh, you're sitting next to me at the table. I'm like, I'm going to lean into it. I'm like, tell me more. You know, where are you at? Like, for real. Because like, let people like sink themselves with foolish behavior. Right.
Not actually lean into it, but.
But you know what I mean? Like, you know, proverbially lean into it. Yeah. Like, it's just one of these things where it's like, let people talk. Like, it's just people are this has been very interesting, and I think almost like we were talking about this the other day, like it's splintered the universe. Oh Jesus, here we go. It's splintered the universe in about a more realistic version of what America is in terms of the amount of people and the amount of viewpoints, right? There's like a million ways to look at everything now, and people are all like all over the place. So it's like I don't want to argue with people. It's not worth my time.
No, I'm not like I'm not a scientist. I'm not a health professional. I'm not an educator. I'm just a guy. You know, and if you want to hear my opinion, I give you my opinion. Like we do on the podcast. You know, we don't give financial advice. We don't give like we're not journalists, you know, we're not backed by any sponsor or organization.
Anything.
We're just straight opinion based guys. Okay? We're humans. Right.
We're humans on the planet.
But when we don't know something, we try to discuss it to gain more information. We try to look things up to prove or disprove what we may have heard with an open mind, okay? Or maybe even with skepticism sometimes, because it pays to be a skeptic, right?
Well, it pays to just want to know more.
Yeah, question. Do you have questions? You question things? All right, go question things, but don't go to like youarebeinglied to.com.
Well, I think we came up in a very interesting time where like, to really gain knowledge and dig into something took a lot of energy. And we have the internet. And so when I want to learn something, I just dig deeper and, you know, dig even deeper. The same way I would if I was looking for something back in the day. And there's so much real information. I think people stop when they get what they read, what they want, like historically, that's kind of it. And so, but sometimes I want to know more, you know, like who it is and what, where it goes. And I think that's the best part of right now, but it's also, it's created so many like variables of thought.
It's created humans with two urine bladders in their heads. we're evolving.
That was from like an hour ago. That was from like an hour ago, really.
We're evolving.
That's so weird.
Oh man. Anything else on your mind for this Sunday crunch?
No.
Oh, I got some here, let me share these with you. Got some of these.
I want some of those. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, these are cool.
Let me just get that. That'd be amazing if I could. Yeah.
Take that. Yeah, these came out cute. I'm into them. Stickermule.com for your decal needs.
Those clear joints?
No, they're not clear. They're just the decals. Not decals.
Just die cut. Yeah.
Die cut. Yeah. Max had some made as well because, you know, they do that deal every week.
Yeah, these made from them.
Right. Yeah, those RZA ones. Those are cool.
I'm not making money off these. Is
he wearing Echo there?
He is. Do not come and sue me.
So you just know that was a different time. If the RZA was wearing Echo.
Yeah, that was definitely...
Because it probably went from RZA wearing Echo to the RZA only wearing WooWear to the RZA.
No, that's what's funny. That's later than this. That's what's wild. He showed up, and I think he thought we were going to have gear, and we didn't. But I was like, yo, he's really wearing vintage Echo right now. It was 2007. So it was late. Like, he should have not been wearing that, but he was. And I was like, that's so. People are gonna let shoot him. And I was like, dude, look at that fucking piece. Of course I am. I was like, you never really want to dress the RZA or anybody like that.
Can you imagine West Side Gun or Conway rocking Echo? Can you imagine Big Daddy Kane rocking?
You're talking about something right now, but like you know what you're talking about is like almost willing the world to like make it something again. Like the vintage of it, right? The old shit.
I don't look at any of my own Echo and think, I got to hold this down. This is going to be worth money. I just never know. And I definitely had some Echo. You know,
so I had a lot of Echo at 555. Some of that shit's going to be worth money again. It is now.
I don't put those on the same. Okay, so
PMB.
No, those brands are totally different. Nah, 555 I would still wear right now if I wanted to. Why not?
Right. I totally get what you're saying, but I'm saying timing-wise, they overlapped.
Because Echo, like...
But they overlapped way fast.
Like,
no, but that thing overlapped in the same exact market at the same time. They took the same promo budgets.
So remember when Mark Echo was building that, like, complex pretty much in Midtown.
On the west side,
his offices and store and blah blah, like everything. I forget exactly where. So I'm pretty sure it was in Midtown somewhere. It was just all this hype about like when it was actually going to be opened, and like all of a sudden the brand just like took a hard swoop down. And does it exist still?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, like this Echo, can you still go buy Echo if you want to?
I'm sure somebody owns it, rights to it, license something, somebody, somewhere, you know.
So but Echo, like, Echo it's an interesting brand because so at first it had a lot of graffiti stuff and that was cool, right? And then they started blowing up and they started doing a bunch of cut and sew stuff, but it was cut like baggy. And he started hiring people that knew how to design clothing, and it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it still exists.
It's in Macy's, but it's still cool.
It still exists. It's still and making gear. Then, it's still using the Rhino.
Then it just became like, to me, it was almost like 99-cent store levels. Like,
well, here's the thing: as a that this is what's interesting as a business
diluted, but
as an apparel business, okay, from a sheer business apparel side, like. Okay, so what happens is sometimes is that brands come, they do their thing culturally. They have a especially then there was a little different than now, a lot different. They have a grip on the market. All the like cool guys, all New York, whatever, LA, whatever becomes like this certain small market. It's really everywhere. And then they start to expand. And by the nature of expanding, A, you have to dumb down your product. So you start to figure out what the then especially now things have changed, but what the thing is that everybody wants, the brand, the Mickey Mouse, the Rolling Stone lips, the Wu-Tang logo, etc., right? The thing that everybody wants from you, and you put a bunch of shit out, and then when you come across that and you start to expand to bigger stores and more markets, you inevitably are going to cannibalize the people that started you, but those people can't expand you. They can only keep you to a certain ceiling. If you want to go bigger, then that's what ends up happening. So Echo had a really long run to the point where it's licensed. You can still buy the Rhino on something right now that's more on trend of shape and, you know, style. And like, that's a more successful business than pretty much anything else that was around, possibly smaller brands.
It's not the coolest.
There's no cool. But it's there's successful. Zero cool. But it was a very successful apparel business.
And it's still creating profits.
For somebody. I don't know who, but like, you know, I know that Mark is not involved at all and hasn't been for years. You know, maybe he is now. I have no idea, you know, I know that he left and started Complex. Okay. And I know that he sold that years ago as well. Because if you remember, it was originally Mark Echo's Complex. So don't think that
he started Complex Magazine in 2002.
Right, and that's when he sold his shares of Echo to
Yakira.
He sold it to a company called why am I blanking? Very big apparel like company, like that's what they do. Called I want to say it's Sportswear International or something, one of those big ones. And then he left, and he started Complex, and it was Mark Echo's Complex originally. And then we all know where that happened.
LLC. I never even heard this name before.
What is it?
Okay, let me share my screen. Might as well. So, does Mark Echo still own
Echo? Yeah, that's it.
But you see that? Yakira LLC. Trade name Echo Unlimited. I've never even heard this name, Yakira.
Yeah.
Okay.
Iconics, right. That's it. Sorry. That was the one I was thinking of, not Sports International. Iconics brand bought in. It's all right there. It's all public info. It's not like I'm telling secrets.
What not to do, guy. he finally lost control of his own brand, forced to sell off a controlling stake in Echo. That was 2009. Okay. The downfall of Mark Echo. When was this? This is also 2009. So 2009. Well, you know, I was going to say not a good year, but selling off.
Guess
what? Have to do a bad. It's not have to be a bad thing.
Let's keep it 100 for a second. Mark Echo is one of the most successful people.
Okay, he's worth 120 million as of 2021.
Thank you.
Okay.
He really is a success story. It's irrelevant. Like everything goes up and down. Like there's nothing that's easy.
48 years old from Livingston, New Jersey. He is still married to his wife since 2000.
And you know what?
21 years.
They started the careers of a lot of big people. Like Dust LaRock started there. You know that? He started as a warehouse guy there, believe it or not.
Well, I don't know. I worked at a 555 warehouse for a week.
The story behind it's a little iller. Like, I don't really want to tell it because it's like a little personal, but it's a crazy story of how he got his start. Like, that's like not like just a side job. It was some weird, crazy shit that's like wild. But nonetheless, he got in there and got into the ranks of, and that's where he learned how to do all the shit. Ooh. He learned how to do.
The fashion company, which Mark Echo founded, Echo Unlimited, makes more than $1 billion annually in revenue.
Thank you. There we go. Okay. So this is what I'm talking about. This is
so me asking business. If it's still around. Like,
is says everything.
Who's really not cool?
It's not cool. It's just like there's a business.
No, I'm saying
it's crazy, right? Well, that's why, like,
if the company he started is making $1 billion a year. You know, man,
I never forget this moment in history for me when I was running the magazine and we were talking to a big advertising agency about getting an ad buy, whatever it is, and doing some creative and making some money, blah blah blah. And historically, you have your competition within your realm, whatever you are, size and, you know, culturally. And so we had, you know, maybe like six competitive magazines within us to get this budget. And at one point, I remember talking to somebody like, well, you guys are the fringe media. And I was like, And like for that moment, I figured out that we all were the same. To them, we were the same. We were so split hairs different. And it was kind of like what we were delivering at that moment. But the money that we were getting from their budget was fringe money. It was like change for them. They had spent all their massive money with all these huge companies, and we were nothing. We were just like we didn't even exist to these companies. You know what I mean? Like, we were just the way that they got a little grip on like the youth and the underground market. And that was it. So it comes down to one thing where it's like the size of the market is so big, and that's why this guy, we're like, does he exist? He's like, he has $1 billion. The logo is still a $1 billion industry.
Selling You Without Selling Out, on the label, the book by Mark Echo. Interesting.
Yep.
You know, I will say that when he put out, and I already said that I was buying Mark Echo clothing at least two stages of the company's evolution. But then they put out Getting Up, the PlayStation game, the graffiti game, that, of course, you know, if you're a hardcore graffiti artist, you're probably not supposed to like. But it was dope. It was really fun to go on, like, these adventures. And, you know, they got, like, the right people involved. I think they had I think they even brought Ket on for that one to be like the, I forgot what kind of title they gave him, you know, creative consultant or whatever it was. But Getting Up was official. And as a graffiti artist, you could not hate on it. You know, not a lot of people ended up playing it.
What did it play on? Can you still play it? Oh, they have it for Xbox now.
It's a fun game, man. I'm telling you, if I pull that game out, I don't have it anymore. But if I pull that game out for my son, he'd be loving it. Even now, you know, this many years later, it would still be fun to play. I'm pretty sure. So you know what? I'd say Mark Echo is winning.
Well, yeah, like he did his thing, like. You know, it's visually what happens is different than what happens in business. It's just one of those things that, like, you only see as much as you want to.
Yeah, you know, he was winning. He definitely made me put some words back in my mouth with this dig right here. So I got to respect the hustle at least. Because 120 million, that's a lot of stacks. So this is his thing now, right? He's doing, it looked like this.
It might not even be him. It might even be like a license or something. Like, that's the thing, is that he owns. He probably, you know, who knows?
Well, he sold Echo Unlimited.
Yeah, but it's all the same.
But yeah, it's that low. It's still the rhinoceros.
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah. It's kind of hard to know, isn't it? Unless you just ask Google, but that'll be for another time because we got about 1 or 2 minutes left. And
yeah, he's got two parent companies
right now. And
oh, we're right there at 55 minutes.
If you get a chance, go check out this stigma breaking book.
Stigma breaking book.
That I am really glad that something like this exists. It's definitely necessary. That's it. I don't know. You got anything?
That's it. Nah, man. We had a good show.
I'm done. Fucking
the Max Facts.
Blabbing about nothing.
Let's end it up. Peace.
Bubzilla. Max Quarters.
That's all.
Vandal NYC. That's it. That's all. Catch you Tuesday night. What did we say we were going to talk about?
Find something good to talk about. Let's pick a topic.
We just had something. I forgot.
The baby. If we got people,
we'll have to review the tape. Oh, we're going to talk about the baby. We got to do the baby. Yeah, maybe we'll try to do that for Tuesday.
Conceptually, a whole thing. We need a range of people.
So More Garbage TV on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and
all those.
We'll see you later.